It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
Episode 616, following these statistics, will help you get financed faster. Two quick housekeeping notes before I jump in here. A few weeks ago, I made an offer to work with my next client for free, deferring my fee. And about four different filmmakers heard the offer from this very podcast, and I'm happy to announce there are a lot of good projects out there, but I'm happy to announce that Cal is my newest client, and I'm super excited to work with him. He had a lot of passion, very excited, plus he had a very timely, interesting project, I think, with a very wide audience. Especially there's some social media marketing components there that I think are going to be huge. And we're working with a line producer now, but I have a pretty good feeling that the exact detailed budget that comes in, I think it's going to be very conservative in a good way, and that will be very attractive to potential investors. And then in about 6 months or so, when Cal is funded, we'll have him back on the show to share some of his notes. Another quick update. I promised you I would give you some updates on my current movie that I've been fundraising now for about 3 or 4 months. So I'm in the middle of it. A very good friend of mine, Bill, and I hadn't talked to Bill for a long, long time, probably at least 10 years. We were friends back in Florida. And he just came in this week, mailed off a pretty large check. And he made this comment on the phone when he verbally committed to investing. He says, he told me, "I've seen you make a lot of movies, Scott, over the years, and I could feel your passion for this particular project. And I really wanted to, at some point, be a part of one of your movies." So just thought I'd share how important the phone calls are to get potential investors to really feel your emotion and your passion. And I don't care how great of a writer you are, that doesn't always come across in an email, a DM, or a text. So let's jump right in. I'm going to share a few statistics and insights that will help you get your movie financed faster. Number one, does the number of phone calls translate to more potential investors? Absolutely. This should be obvious. Two quick examples. A good friend of mine, Michael, every single time I call him, he doesn't pick up the phone because he's on the phone with someone else. Or when I see him, he's almost always on the phone. And here's a guy that has personally raised all the money for 3 or 4 feature-length narratives over the last 3 years. And I'm going to have him on the podcast in a few months because he's getting ready to release one of his films. Actually, 3 of his films are releasing this year. That's a pretty good year for Michael. Another client of mine named Jeff, he is getting ready to wrap up, I believe it's his 4th fundraise, and he is nonstop on the phone to anybody and everybody getting business plans out the door. So it should be pretty obvious, but the more people you get on the phone, the more people you'll be able to share business plans with, and ultimately, you can't even think about a potential investor becoming an investor unless they've read your business plan. So moving on, does the number of emails, do more emails translate to more potential investors? And let me clarify, what I'm talking about here is follow-up emails after you share the business plan. Absolutely, this is another yes, because I was keeping track of this recently on my most recent project, and out of about 100 different, out of about 100 emails that I sent out, these are follow-up emails, a few people responded. About a dozen or so actually said, yeah, I got your email, Scott. This is interesting. Or, oh, wow, cool statistic. Cool information you shared. And most of the potential investors on all of my films, including this current one I just mentioned, who become actual investors, so you're getting a potential investor to become an investor, you can track this pretty easily after a series of very carefully crafted, detailed follow-up emails, because it just adds a little bit of enthusiasm and interest and knowledge to people you've shared your business plan with. So these follow-up emails are really, really important. Note, I cannot track a single email, and I used to do this years and years ago when I wasn't quite as educated. I can't track a single email without a initial meeting or a phone call where I sent out a bunch of emails and somebody replied back with a check. So different rules. I've said this time and time again. There's different rules from crowdfunding if you're looking for $10, $25, $50, $100 donations, but usually doesn't work for the big checks. Next, does a longer length of a phone call convert more investors? This is not really a scientific statistic, but I have tried to track about 100 calls, and I really usually do not on my first phone call, unless it's a long call just catching up with an old friend, which is a lot of fun to do with, and then I get into at the very, very end, hey, what's going on, Scott? Like to share a business plan. But normally my calls are not more than 5 to 15 minutes. A couple of calls that I noticed that I went way, way too long on, and I have made a habit of not doing this recently in the past few years, but I tracked that a couple of the ones where I went like really long, like 30, 45 minutes an hour, most of those did not convert. And why, might you ask, that a longer phone call does not convert to as many investors? Well, it's pretty simple, because you're giving way too much info. It's information overload. And you give the perception to the potential investor that you're selling. And in some cases, you can actually seem desperate because you keep talking and talking and talking. It's just bad optics. So when you're doing the phone calls in order to share, get permission to share a business plan, you want to make them pretty short and sweet. I would say 5 to 20 minutes is a good range. Another topic here. Sizzle reel. Does a sizzle reel have an effect? Does it give you more conversions to actual investors? And I would say no effect. Because I've asked a lot of people. I would argue it doesn't help, and I'll get into that. So most of my projects, I myself have never used one, and most of the people I've spoken with have not gotten fully funded. And here's why. Unless you have a name actor or a recognizable actor and a killer, I mean polished, color-timed, full sound mix, a sizzle reel can sometimes look like an amateur hour. Remember, most of your potential investors will be first-time investors, and they are used to seeing a finished studio quality movie in a theater, or nowadays, they're probably watching a very polished $3, $5, $20 million Netflix or Hulu original film on their 55 to 70-inch screen with a great 5.1 surround sound system. And you can't really compete with that quality. Now, two notes. If you and your team have your own gear and you can edit and you can get a few actors and you're willing to all donate your time so it doesn't cost you anything, I'm not 100% against it. I'm just saying I personally would not spend any money doing a sizzle reel. Unless you're doing a crowd investing campaign, like a WeFunder, and those you really need to do, but those are different. Those are really just short interviews of the filmmakers talking about why you should really pay attention and we'd like you to invest in this project. So the bottom line is the 3 to 4 weeks, even if you can do a sizzle reel for free, you and your team have that capability. In my opinion, the 3 to 4 weeks you spend shooting and editing and polishing a sizzle reel, you could have already made 100 phone calls and gotten a few dozen business plans out. So to me, it's just a waste of time. And all the filmmakers I've talked to and I myself, I just don't see it having any effect. So sizzle reel, overall a bad idea. Another topic here. Does the amount you've invested, meaning the higher dollar amount you invest into your film, does that translate to the more investors who come in? It definitely helps. Say, for example, if you're in the good fortune to be able to put in $10,000, $25,000 or more into your film, that's going to be very, very powerful to every single potential investor that you're talking with. Now, most of us independent filmmakers don't have the luxury of having that extra money, so it doesn't really matter how much you put in, but the fact that you or one of your team members committed some kind of initial money, even if it's just $2,000 on a credit card to pay some of your initial development fees, or one of your partners put in $500 to put an hour or so on some legal consultations, right? That's all recoupable, by the way. Those are all development funds, but any amount of money, it's not so much how much, but it shows that you have skin in the game, and it can prove to every potential investor you talk to that you have some sort of skin in the game and that you're 100% committed, versus the really ugly silence that comes up when your potential investors ask, "So Scott, how much have you invested in this current film?" Doesn't look bad. The last stat, this one's gonna be brutal. The number of follow-ups that you do with all potential investors, this is the follow-up to ask all the people who have business plans out there to see whether or not they want to invest, to get a yes or a no. Phone call is always the best on the follow-ups. And it's really the only way to get your project funded. So here's the statistic. Nobody, and I mean almost nobody, is going to look over your business plan and then a few weeks later call you up and say, "Hey, Scott, I'm investing, I'm gonna mail you back a $10,000 or $20,000 check." It doesn't happen. So the number of follow-ups that you do with the potential investors who have the business plan, there's a direct correlation, meaning the more follow-ups, the more yeses you're gonna have a chance at getting. You're gonna get a lot of no's too, but if you don't follow up, you're going to have 99% maybes, and they're never going to call you up. They're never just going to randomly mail a $20,000 check. And that's what I see happen with so many indie filmmakers, is they do all this work, but they don't do the final follow-up phone calls. Now, make sure when you're doing the follow-ups, you want to be what I call pleasantly persistent. Use your common sense and keep going. 2, 3, 4, 5 phone calls, a couple emails, a friendly text, you know, every week or every other week until you get a yes or no. That's the only way to get your investors on board.
It's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com, click on the green telephone, you'll see our calendar and find an open spot. We'll do a one-on-one call, which will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie.